Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley here. It is WGN. Dane just referred to gas-soaked rags and a koala. If you missed the story that we're talking about, a man is selling his pet koala on Craigslist. We have that story posted on our Facebook page, which is at Flavor HD.
You can love animals, but you got to keep your koala hands strong.
Please tell me that will be podcast as well. Michael is nodding yes in my mind because he's on the phone. But anyway, if you want to join us in our conversation, you can text or call in to 312-981-7200. Hey, Mark Sievers, you're here.
Happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody.
And happy belated Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
And Ryan, who's here joining you, is in studio as well. Okay. I have done Thanksgiving with you guys. I know how spectacular it is because I was there last year. It was really, really amazing and great.
When I crammed 19 people into our condo, yeah, you were there.
I mean, at least two of them were tiny. So, yes. If we could have stacked the kids on top of each other, it would have been 18.
That's true.
However, the food was fantastic.
Thank you.
Now that I've experienced that.
Now we're going to do hashtag leftovers with love.
Yes.
Love that. I heard that.
It's only natural.
It's really good. I may steal that.
Really good. The good news is you didn't trademark it. So it's all you.
That's what Ryan's doing.
That's
in the
what
background.
Ryan's doing right now.
No.
Also, be aware, too, that we are streaming. So if people want to watch what is happening in the radio station and my staticky hair, that is happening there and there. You can go to WGNradio.com and actually watch as if you're here.
That's cool. Is that new?
It's new.
That's fun.
It's only a couple weeks old.
Makes it more interactive.
I know. I have to keep reminding myself to say that so that I remember that I'm on camera so I don't, spill coffee.
Pick your nose.
That doesn't usually happen.
Well, people are going to ask for more.
It's very dry in here.
More special effects, costume changes, and perhaps maybe a smoke or laser light show.
That is coming after the new year. Okay, so talk to me about leftovers.
I would have brought my boa.
What are you guys doing? I saw the it doesn't matter. So what are you guys doing leftover-wise? Tell us, Mr.
Well, we actually had dinner yesterday, Thanksgiving dinner, at my brother-in-law's house. And his wife made an amazing spread. Beautiful foods, wonderful side dishes. And so I took some mashed potatoes home last night, and I was, feeling a little adventurous. So I think when everyone thinks of leftovers, they have always the mashed potatoes. They have turkey. They have stuffing. They have cranberry sauce. So last night I whipped up a little potato cake, which is a kind of a riff on like a crab cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I took mashed potatoes, one cup of mashed potatoes and one whole egg, and I mixed it up with some fresh chives, and we had some garlic parmesan mashed potatoes yesterday.
Nice.
And then I made them into little, put it in the refrigerator so it gets nice and cold, made them into patties, and then breaded them in some panko.
Mm-hmm. Which is a Japanese breadcrumb.
Japanese breadcrumb makes it nice and crispy on the outside. And then sauteed them in a little bit of butter and olive oil, and then I put them on a bed of arugula with a lemon vinaigrette that I had in the fridge. And I had this really chic kind of late evening dinner that was yesterday's lunch.
Okay, so
completely reinvented and did not look the same at all.
Not at all, although my mother-in-law does something similar, but she actually makes them more like pancakes.
Yeah, this was probably 3/4 inch thick and mm-hmm. the size of, like a scallop or like the size of like a burger patty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So even bigger.
Yeah.
A gigantic but thin scallop.
Right. A gigantic but thin scallop.
A sea monster scallop.
A tenderized
Exactly.
scallop. All right.
And then I did the same thing with some stuffing. I made this amazing baguette and rye bread stuffing yesterday with Granny Smith apples and celery and cashews and onions and parsley and rosemary and thyme. And then I had quite a bit left over.
Scarborough Fair, yes.
Yeah, I think I overdid it a little bit.
Okay.
So I made like a custard mixture, and I baked it all together, the leftover stuffing, with an egg custard mixture that I flavored with a little bit of nutmeg. And then I had this riff on kind of this bread pudding type thing, but it was savory, and it was really delicious.
All right. We're going to take a quick break because I have to really let those flavors kind of germinate in my head.
Yeah.
And we are going to come back and talk more. If you have questions on what to do with your leftovers, 981-7200. It is 312-981-7200. You can text or call Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal filling in for the Steve Cochran Show. We will be back right after this.
As we have been kind of channeling our creative energies here.
Yes.
As we came up with screen busters instead of door busters for online shopping.
Yes.
As we came over with leftovers with love for Mark for his next book. One of the things I thought about was, you know, weather in the now.
Yes.
You know, I live in the moment. Why shouldn't my weather?
And there's no reason it shouldn't. And thanks to our fine texters, 847, it is snowing currently in Glenview. 630 reports from Montgomery, no snow at this time. Michigan Avenue, depends. 10 seconds ago snowing, not right this second.
Back to you, Hannah.
Back to me, Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, sitting in for the Steve Cochran Show. We are very fortunate and lucky and happy to be joined by Mark Sievers. Mark, we've got callers.
Oh, this is exciting.
This is exciting. Let us start with Sue. And Sue, I see the comment and I had a guttural response, but we're going to let Mark field this one. Sue, tell us your dilemma.
I made the best turkey gravy I have ever made yesterday.
Congratulations, and Sue.
Thank you so much. It had nothing to do with my talent. It was the way the turkey was prepared, unfortunately. Anyway, so I was given some of the leftover gravy, brought it home, and accidentally left it sitting out all night. Please tell me I can reheat it.
Oh, Sue, as much as I love your enthusiasm and your voice, I know, I'm so sorry, dear.
Not
but
worth it.
Not worth the risk.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wants to say 165 is going to kill whatever ails you, but
no,
it's just not going to work in this, especially because I don't know what's in it.
Right. You know, things like
there's
that.
There's
two
ingredients.
What are
flour
the...
Flour and turkey dressing and in turkey drippings.
I'm still going to go with no.
I'll say, if you want to just rebel and chance it.
Dane is saying this is a gravy beige area, and
I once ate a chalupa that was like way into the next day, and you know, I'll tell you, I was fine. So,
but Dane is a constitution that's been studied.
Now, Sue, you could experiment and let us know how
on
your gravy.
No, don't experiment on a family pet.
No.
I mean, honestly, the only way, if you were to do this, and I say no, because I just don't think there's never a good outcome with food poisoning. It just doesn't work.
No.
So, I mean, look at what you have ahead in the calendar for the next 3 to 4 days. And if it's wide open and you're like, well, it's really good gravy, then I would say heat it to 165 at a minimum you know, see what happens. But
Sue, I have a better idea for you, darling. I think
what?
That you should make another turkey. No, listen, this is a good idea. Make another turkey the exact same way that you made the first one. Make sure you write everything down. Make a double batch of gravy, and then freeze some so that you have your fabulous gravy year round whenever you'd like.
Love the idea. My son made this turkey and he had it in a very unbelievable brine for 20 hours.
Oh yeah,
vegetable juice and all kinds of seasonings, and this turkey just came out phenomenally moist and flavorful, and that's why I say my gravy turned out so well.
How is your insurance? Is this something that you want to risk?
It's current.
Okay.
It's current.
I can't. Do you have a relative that typically doesn't get sick? Would they be willing to bite the bullet for this?
Or you're less fond of?
Is your husband in the doghouse?
Usually.
All right, Sue, you have two very definitive votes for no, and and Dane, who thinks, but other than that, we thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. Okay, happy holidays.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The moral of the story, don't leave your gravy out.
Oh, yep. Good. I know the feeling, though.
Someone left the gravy out in the rain.
Oh, golly.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, if she had left it out outside... Fine. If she'd only left it in the car, she would have been fine. We have natural refrigeration. Vince, you are on WGN.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vince.
And a belated happy Thanksgiving to the crew.
Thank Same to you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you can make turkey sandwiches with a little cranberry sauce, and then the stuffing, and then your chicken, a little butter, and that's a sandwich. You can make chop suey also.
That's a good
and
one.
You can add all your vegetables in there and just chop up the turkey at the end and put it into your chop suey. You also could use turkey. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the last one. But anyway, you can make turkey soup also.
Sure, that's a big one.
Good for you, and yep. It's cold now, and you can make that, and also you can freeze that. You can freeze it, and then when you want it in little containers, and then when you want it, come in from the cold, you can just heat it up a little bit. And you can warm up, and that would be it.
That's downright hearty.
And, you know, a little riff on that turkey sandwich, you could take all of the ingredients and you could wrap them up in little puff pastry packages.
Right.
And then bake them, and you kind of get a riff on, like, a turkey Wellington. You could dip them in gravy, and you can make them into pot pie.
Yeah, and I've done it, too, where you take the puff pastry and you actually make it like a little sandwich envelope thing.
Yeah.
And then you have a little sandwich on the go.
Yep.
Well, I just want to mention one thing. I was a cook in the Navy on a destroyer. I'm 82 years old.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Yeah, thank you for your time.
I used to do that, and I was old. Like I say, is them guys would go crazy because we made so many turkeys. They would come into the galley, and I would just give them a sandwich like that. But anyway, don't forget the vets.
No, we completely agree. Thank you again for your service and for your time and for listening. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
All right, bye-bye now.
Thanks,
Vince. Bye-bye.
All right, Pam, I'm reading that you have boiling problems. I don't understand that this is a thing. What's going on?
No. This is for the lady with the turkey gravy.
Oh, yes.
You know, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I've heard that if you boiled it to death, you know, if you have something that you think is not good or it's set out too long or something, if you boil it to death, you've killed everything in it.
What temperature is to death?
To death is 425, I think. You have to put it in the oven for an hour. No, and that's the thing. I think that maybe if you get to the point where you boil it, and it because isn't boiling 212?
Well, but the issue with boiling gravy is that it has flour, so it's going to thicken into a gelatinous, gloppy mess.
That's the problem.
So you really can't.
I know.
Well, you know what? I did try making my own gravy last year, and it was thin as soup, and it never thickened. I ended up throwing it away.
Okay.
That was my first time making homemade gravy.
We had a caller have this same problem last year, and it turned out that she wasn't using flour. She was using powdered sugar.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and Pam, use cornstarch in your gravy. Melt, put like a few tablespoons of cornstarch into a little bowl with some softened butter and make it into a paste and then slowly whisk that into your gravy over medium heat and it'll thicken within just a few minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. I swear on that. So if you have any leftover gravy from yesterday that you'd like a little bit thicker, just add a little cornstarch and some butter to it. And it'll thicken right up for you.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Pam does not sound...
jarred gravy.
All right. You don't sound convinced. Tell you what. We are going to be on the week between Christmas and New Year's. So try it in between that and then call us back and tell us. And if it doesn't work, then I'll give you Mark's cell phone. And you guys can take this up. Thanks for
Happy
your
holidays,
call.
Pam.
Thanks, Pam, for your
Thanks.
Call.
Same to you. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
One more call before we take a quick break. Edith, can we freeze meat twice? Is that your question?
Right. If you buy a frozen turkey and you have meat left for leftovers, can you freeze some of that? Or is there a rule about not freezing meat twice?
You mean is it cooked, if it's already cooked?
Right. No. If you buy a frozen raw turkey, roast it, and then you have a lot of meat left, can you freeze again some of that cooked meat?
Yes. After it's been cooked, you can freeze it. You have to change the state, like the status of the meat. You can't freeze, thaw, and freeze. You've got to freeze, thaw, cook, freeze. That's okay.
And when you're freezing meat or vegetables or really anything, you really want to make sure that you're following proper temperatures of letting things cool down properly at the right temperature. And you can really find all of that online. Just Google or Yahoo or whatever, food safety, and that will give you some great very detailed instructions on the proper ways to cool down and store and freeze really anything.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
All right. Happy Thank you. Thank you so much.
A lot of great advice happening here. We have Mark Sievers in studio talking leftovers with love. It is Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley in for Steve Cochran on Black Friday, 720 WGN. Nice
extra
music.
Snaps for me.
720 WGN. It is Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley in for Steve Cochran.
Two snaps in a bounce formation.
And the crew on Black Friday, which is also known as Leftovers with Love Friday.
Yes, it is now. Gosh darn right. Hannah Stanley here, as Dane mentioned.
I did. You're like the aforementioned and more
important. I was snapping in a bounce formation. All right. Mark Sievers joining us. Website is
MarkSievers.com. That's Mark with a C.
Yes, it is. And if you were not with us earlier, Mark is an entertaining expert. Oh, you are a cookbook author.
I am. Entertaining with love.
Entertaining with love, which is why we're calling it
book.
Leftovers with Love. You are currently working on your second book, which we are keeping a secret from people.
Yes.
But if you have leftover questions, they don't have to be turkey related. I didn't do turkey yesterday. We had filet.
Oh,
take that, turkey.
Excuse me.
Questions.
It was so much easier. We went around the room and realized no one really likes turkey. And we're like, well, that's just dumb.
Oh, that can't be possible.
Oh,
but
no,
it's
really,
nice to branch
it
out.
It really is.
And then.
We do have a caller who has been patiently waiting on the line. Rosemary. Is it Rosemary or Rosemary?
No, Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. Tell me what your...
Good morning.
Tell us what your turkey issues are.
Well, half of my turkey got cooked and the bottom portion, the thigh... didn't.
Rosemary, was your turkey frozen?
It was, well, not when I put it in the oven.
Not when you...
Okay.
Okay.
So the bottom half didn't cook.
Yeah, like even the where the joint comes from the wing, that didn't get, that looks pink.
Is the coil in the bottom of your oven working properly?
I thought it was.
Okay,
that's my first inclination.
The other thing is, were there vegetables or anything surrounding the bird that might have insulated it?
I had put some celery inside the
cavity.
The cavity and some bread to soak up some of that, you know, like,
yeah, that wouldn't
usually had that gunky stuff.
Okay, that wouldn't do it. The other thing is, pink is still okay if the temperature is achieved. Did you check the temperature in the thigh?
Well, my temperature thing was not working anymore.
Okay, so no.
I need new batteries.
Okay.
All right, so I would... My two inclinations are the turkey was not completely unthawed.
No, thawed. Yes, it wasn't completely thawed.
It wasn't completely thawed, sorry. It's early. So it wasn't completely thawed, or the coil on the bottom of your oven may have been acting silly.
Yeah, it could have had some hot spots or not.
Now, Rosemary, were you cooking it in an oven or under a heat lamp?
in an oven.
Okay. I'll smack them for you, Rosemary. Don't worry.
Was it a convection oven?
Well, normal oven, I don't know what a convention is from anything else.
Okay.
But a normal oven.
Rosemary, it could have been as simple as the turkey just wasn't thawed completely.
Yeah, and that's really hard to tell, especially by the joints, because
it was only a 10-pound turkey, and I cooked it for like 3 hours.
I'm guessing that you're correct, that there might be a little something. Bake something else and see what's going on. We've got to take a quick break. Let us know, Rosemary, next time we're on.
Can I recook it?
You can always reheat it, but...
Right.
If it wasn't to temperature to begin with to kill that, I don't think that's
I would...
Okay.
Thanks, Rosemary.
All right, we've got to take a
Thank
quick...
Thank you, dear.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much,
Happy
Rosemary.
Happy holidays to you, too.
We're going to take a quick break. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, Mark Sievers is going to stick around with us. We've got some callers lining up. 312-981-7200. Text and call in your questions. We'll be back with those next on WGN. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, wrapping up the morning shift. Who is this, Michael?
This is the one and only George Clinton.
Oh, it's funk. We're doing all
Harlem
funk.
Funkadelic.
It's a whole funky 9 o'clock hour. We are in until 10 for the Steve Cochran show, and then taking over is the very abled John Williams. Unless he oversleeps, in which case I'll stay.
John Williams has some gifts. He has some talents. He is very able. But is he able to give leftover advice, insight, input? I don't know.
Yes. And do it with love.
And do it with love. Mark Sievers is in studio with that 312-981-7200 to add yours. And we're going to go to Amanda.
Amanda, well, after I read a text from 269, Rosemary needs to toss that turkey. Don't feed it to the dog. Don't feed it to the cat. Get to the bottom of that oven element. Because that's what our texter feels is going on as well.
I agree with that texter.
Yeah, something's up.
Yeah.
Because the bottom just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
All right. Amanda is on the phone. Amanda, thanks for holding. We appreciate it. What's your question?
I used an electric roaster yesterday, and I followed directions as far as cooking goes, but it was actually done an hour earlier. It fell apart. It, like, broke apart in the roaster.
Like, broke apart dry?
It just, like, fell apart.
Did
it
you
wasn't overly dry, but it just fell apart.
Ew.
Did you tie it up?
Succulent-like?
I tied up the legs, but it was, like, the legs actually, like, fell apart from the body.
Whoa.
That's one fresh turkey.
I think the previous caller who said kill it to death, I think maybe, or cook it until it's dead or whatever, that's maybe what you did.
Amanda, I've never used an electric roaster before. So I don't necessarily have the best anecdote for you, but was the turkey good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Then applause to you, darling.
I thought a fresh one versus a frozen one, would that have made a difference?
No, it shouldn't, because when turkeys are frozen, they're
frozen from fresh.
They're frozen from fresh, and they're picked at their prime. So
it's like blueberries.
Yeah. So I don't know, but as long as your turkey was fabulous and it tasted good, then right on.
Well, if it fell apart too, you got to think turkeys are like snowflakes, right? Each one is unique and individual, and some are just more fragile than others.
Okay,
that was a very limp-wristed turkey.
Well, yeah,
yes, it was.
Thank you, guys. All right,
thanks, Amanda.
I mean, sometimes you want the meat to fall off the bone. If I'm doing short ribs and I pull, I mean, that is gosh dang succulent.
That
that's
made
what you're
carving
going
that
for.
Turkey really easy.
All right, Amanda, thanks for your call. Barbara, turkey washing. Tell us your problems.
Hi, my name is Barbara. And I'm in my 70s, okay? And they tell you not to wash any of your poultry because you're spreading bacteria and all that. You know, I remember years ago when we had, we'd wash out the sink really good, and we'd soak the turkey in the sink overnight.
Yes.
And guess what? Everybody lived to be in their 80s, and nobody got sick. And if it's not ready to cook, you take it and you throw it into some cold water and keep changing the water, and nothing will happen to it. You make your dinner a little bit later. And that lady that called about the gravy, they say if you have anything that's a little bit questionable, just to take it and to bring it to a boil for about 3 minutes, and you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
All right. Excellent tip. Thank you so much for your call, Barbara. We appreciate it. 608 texter is sending us a message that says that she has had Rosemary's problem. The key words that she noticed were red by the joints, even if the thigh is to temperature, although we don't know in Rosemary's
she needed new batteries.
Situation. She needs new batteries. and almost at this point, it's almost as cheap to just go buy a new thermometer
because
the batteries are about the same price. But she said it is a Jacques Pepin trick is my screen refresh. Stand by. A Jacques Pepin trick is to cut a shallow cut at the thigh joints and the wing joint, and that allows for air circulation. It's going to get that heat in there.
That's a good tip.
Yes.
Excellent advice. If you need a tip or have a question or want some input or even some ideas for some great leftovers, 312-981-7200 or new gadgets that may be out there doing the job better, like the electric roaster or not.
I know. Marianne, electric roaster expert, go.
I've been making a turkey and electric roaster for like 25 years. It always gets done much, much quicker in the electric roaster, which is a blessing, and it frees up your oven for everything else that you need to put in there. All she needs to do is just allow, like, almost an hour's time less cooking time.
Okay, so
it's just so warm in there, it just gets done so much faster.
And it's more contained, right, because it's a lot smaller?
Yeah, very contained.
So, okay.
I can fit up to a 25-pound bird in one of those.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, or Cornishons or whatever, it always just takes a lot less time. So I always just allow for that. It was not unusual that her bird fell apart.
Okay. With convection ovens. They cook about 25% faster. So if all things are equal, convection ovens are going to be much quicker. Marianne, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now, Mark, tell us about the book.
Entertaining with Love is a book, my first book.
Yes.
That beautiful book, all full color photos for every single recipe, entertaining ideas and tips. And the book really is all about entertaining for parties of 4 to 8.
Yeah.
Recipes that are
achievable.
Achievable. All of the ingredients are found at most local grocery stores, so not a lot of specialty shopping needed. The photos, I think, are the most important thing because they're actually photos that I took myself, and it is what your food is going to look like. I don't believe in, while I find food styling to be an art within itself and
Absolutely.
It's really beautiful, I find that sometimes it can make people feel a little down on themselves if it doesn't look exactly like the picture because it's been brushed with oil and everything's shiny and each parsley leaf is like has all of the
and the mashed
it's all intact.
Been tweezered on.
It's been tweezered on.
The mashed potatoes are actually Crisco. Yes.
My book and the photos within the book are all photos that I took real time when the final test of the recipe was finished, came out of the oven, off of the stovetop, whatever it is.
Nice.
And it was like real time photography.
I can
which I think is really important.
You have sent me recipes that you've been testing. You've sent me the pictures and I've gone, oh, okay. Are you going to wipe up? Are you going to Photoshop that little part? And you're like, no,
nope,
I like that.
That's what
it looks
like.
Real.
Yeah.
I had it spilled over there and that's okay. MarkSievers.com.
Yes. Mark, MARC, Sievers.com.
Sievers.
.com.
Continue spelling.
Oh, Mark, MARCSIEVERS.com.
There you go.
Your hand gestures. I was like,
okay.
You hitting on me? What are you doing?
That's radio for keep going.
People watching. I didn't know if it was going to be like the Sievers on television or what. All right. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, we will be back after a quick break with more on WGN for the Steve Cochran Show.